USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles on Wednesday. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives Fred Upton, John Katko, and Adam Kinziger, who publicly said they also would vote for impeachment. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer says he'd prefer to censure the president, but tells Fox News that he is considering the articles of impeachment being circulated.
I think the censure is a strong and appropriate message. Presidential censures are exceedingly rare for them to be brought up and for them to pass. Let's be honest. I think that the appropriate timing for an impeachment is probably after we have had a full investigation. At the same time, looking at the articles that are being presented, there's a reason why I'm strongly considering them.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people are already under investigation for actions at the Capitol, and even more are expected. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, said there are a large number of crimes related to the riots that they're looking into.
Given the enormity of the actors we saw both inside and outside the Capitol, the range of criminal conduct is really, I think, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail, to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol, to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A handful of companies are making changes to their political contributions following last week's riot at the Capitol. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Boston Bruins will retire the jersey of the man who broke the NHL's color barrier. The team announced Tuesday that they will retire number 22 in honor of Willie O'Ree on February 28th before their game with the New Jersey Devils. O'Ree became the first black player in the league, suiting up for the Bruins on January 18th, 1958, and playing two seasons in Boston. O'Ree has worked with the NHL since 1998 as a diversity ambassador and was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.